بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يقول أئنك لمن المصدقين.
Verse number 52. He would say to me in denial and mockingly, O my friend, are you one of those who believe in the resurrection of the dead?
أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ.
Verse number 53. When we die and turn into dust and decayed bones, will we be resurrected and requited for our deeds we did in the world?
قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ.
Verse number 54. His believing companion will say to his companions of the people of paradise, Take a look with me. Let us see the outcome of that companion of mine who used to deny the resurrection.
فاطلع فرآه في سواء الجحيم.
Verse number 55. So he will take a look and see his companion in the middle of hell.
قال تالله إن كدت لتردين.
Verse number 56. He will say, O my companion, by Allah, you were close to dooming me to the hellfire by calling me towards disbelief and denying the resurrection.
ولولا نعمة ربي لكنت من المحضرين.
Verse number 57. Had it not been for Allah blessing me with guidance to faith and the ability to accept it, I would have been one of those brought to the punishment like you. And after he finishes talking to his companion from the people of the hellfire, he turns towards his companions from the people of paradise, addressing them saying,
أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ.
Verse number 58. We the people of paradise will never die.
إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ.
Verse number 59. Except the first death of ours in the world. Instead, we will live forever in paradise and will not be punished like the disbelievers will be.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Verse number 60. Indeed, this requital of ours, which our Lord has given us, i.e., entry into paradise, living in it forever, and salvation from the hellfire, is the greatest unparalleled success.
لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ.
Verse number 61. It is for requital like this the workers should strive for, because this is the profitable trade.
أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ.
Verse number 62. Is that aforementioned bounty, which Allah has prepared for His servants, whom He chose to obey Him, better and more virtuous in rank and honor than the tree of Zaqqum, which has been cursed in the Qur'an? It is the food of the disbelievers, which neither nourishes nor satisfies hunger.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاهَا فِتْنَةً لِلظَّالِمِينَ.
Verse number 63. I have made this tree a trial, with which those who do wrong through disbelief and sins are tested, when they say, Indeed, fire consumes trees, so it is impossible that it grows in the hellfire.
إنها شجرة تخرج في أصل الجحيم.
Verse number 64. Indeed, the tree of Zaqqum is a disgusting tree, and is one that comes out of the depth of hell.
طلعها كأنه رؤوس الشياطين.
Verse number 65. The fruits that come out of it are ugly in appearance, like the heads of Satan's. The ugliness in appearance is a sign of ugliness in nature, which means they're revolting in taste.
فَإِنَّهُمْ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ.
Verse number 66. Indeed, the disbeliever will eat from its bitter, ugly fruits and fill their empty bellies with them.
ثُمَّ إِنَّ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا لَشَوْبًا مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ.
Verse number 67. Then, after having eaten them, they will have a disgusting boiling cocktail to drink.
ثُمَّ إِنَّ مَرْجِعَهُمْ لَإِلَى الْجَحِيمِ.
Verse number 68. Then, their return after that will be to the punishment of hell. They will move from one punishment to another.
إِنَّهُمْ أَلْفَوْا آبَاءَهُمْ ضَالِّينَ.
Verse number 69. Indeed, these disbelievers found their forefathers astray from the path of guidance and followed them blindly without proof of their truth.
فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ يُهْرَعُونَ.
Verse number 70. So they hastily followed the footsteps of their forefathers and deviants, as if they were harassed and forced into doing so.
وَلَقَدْ ضَلَّ قَبْلَهُمْ أَكْثَرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Verse number 71. Verily, the majority of people before them also went astray. So, O Messenger, those to whom you have been sent are not the first to go astray.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ.
Verse number 72. Verily, I sent to the previous nations messengers who would warn them of the punishment of Allah, but they disbelieved.
فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ.
Verse number 73. O Messenger, see what the outcome was of the nations who were warned by their messengers, but did not accept their warning. Indeed, their outcome was entering into the hellfire, having to live in it forever, due to their disbelief and rejection of their messengers.
إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ.
Verse number 74. Except for those whom Allah chose to believe in Him and His oneness, they were saved from the punishment, which was the outcome of the disbelieving rejectors.
وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ.
Verse number 75. Verily, my prophet Nuh, peace be upon him, called out to me when he supplicated against his people who had rejected him. I am the best of answerers. I quickly answered his supplication against his people.
وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ.
Verse number 76. And I saved him, together with members of his household, and the believers with him, from the harm of his people and from drowning in the great flood, which was sent upon the disbelievers from his people. Beneficial points. 1. Success through achieving the bounties of paradise is the greatest success. It is this kind of reward the workers should try and strive towards. 2. Indeed, the food of the people of the hellfire will be as zaqum, bitter, foul-smelling, difficult to swallow, painful to eat, and disgusting fruits. 3. Allah answered the supplication of Nuh, peace be upon him, to destroy his nation. Allah is the best answerer and the best to call out to.
وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ.
Verse number 77. I saved his family members and his believing followers only, because I drowned the others from his disbelieving nation.
وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ.
Verse number 78. And I left a good legacy for him in the nations that would come after, who would praise Nuh and always mention him with good.
Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen.
Verse number 79. It is a security and safety from Nuh, from the following nations saying evil regarding him. Instead, praise and positive mention of him will remain.
Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin.
Verse number 80. Indeed, I grant those who do good through their worship and obedience to me alone the same type of reward I granted to Nuh.
Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin.
Verse number 81. Nuh was definitely one of my servants who believed and acted according to my obedience.
ثم أغرقنا الآخرين.
Verse number 82. Then I drowned the rest by the flood I sent upon them. None of them remained.
وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم.
Verse number 83. Indeed, Ibrahim was someone on the same religion of Nuh, and he also called to the oneness of Allah.
إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
Verse number 84. Remember when he came to his Lord, with a pure heart from ascribing partners to Allah and from doubts, full of sincerity to Allah, only wanted good for the creation.
إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ.
Verse number 85. When he said to his father and his idolatrous nation, rebuking them, what do you worship instead of Allah?
أَئِفْكًا آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ.
Verse number 86. O my people, do you prefer to worship idols besides Allah, basing your worship on a completely fabricated lie?
فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 87. O my people, what do you think will happen when you meet the Lord of the worlds? While you used to worship things other than him, what do you think he will do to you?
فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ.
Verse number 88. So Ibrahim took a glance at the stars, hatching a plan to come out of having to go out with his people.
فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ.
Verse number 89. He said, presenting an excuse from having to go with his people to their festival, I'm sick.
فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ مُدْبِرِينَ.
Verse number 90. So they left him behind and went.
فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ.
Verse number 91. He turned towards the idol they used to worship instead of Allah and said, mocking them, will you not eat from the food the idolaters make for you?
ما لكم لا تنطقون.
Verse number 92. What is the matter with you that you do not speak, nor answer whoever asks you? Can this type of thing be worshipped instead of Allah?
فراغ عليهم ضربا باليمين.
Verse number 93. Then Ibrahim started hitting them with his right hand, intending to break them.
فأقبلوا إليه يزفون.
Verse number 94. So the worshippers of these idols came rushing to him.
قال أتعبدون ما تنحتون.
Verse number 95. But Ibrahim countered them with steadfastness and said to them, rebuking them, Do you worship idols instead of Allah, which you carve with your own hands?
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 96. While Allah, may He be glorified, is the one who created your bodies and your actions, the making of these idols are also from your actions. So He is most deserving that you worship Him alone and not ascribe partners with Him.
قالوا بنوا له بنيانا فألقوه في الجحيم.
Verse number 97. When they became speechless to his clear reasoning, they resorted to violence and consulted with each other about what they should do with Ibrahim. They said, Build a structure from him, fill it with firewood, and set it on fire. Then throw him into it.
فأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأسفلين.
Verse number 98. So the people of Ibrahim intended to do evil to Ibrahim by destroying him so they could be saved from him. But I made them the losers when I made the fire cool and safe for him.
وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ.
Verse number 99. Ibrahim said, I am going to emigrate to my Lord and leave the city of my people so that I am able to worship Him. My Lord will guide me to whatever is good for me in the world and the hereafter.
رب هب لي من الصالحين.
Verse number 100. O my Lord, grant me a pious child who will be a means of help for me and substitute for me from my people in the wilderness.
فبشرناه بغلام حليم.
Verse number 101. So I answered his supplication for him and gave him news which pleased him, when I gave him the good news of a child who would grow old and become forbearing. This child was Ismail, peace be upon him.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين.
Verse number 102. When Ismail grew into a youth and reached working age, his father Ibrahim saw a dream. The dreams of prophets are a form of divine revelation. So Ibrahim said to his son, informing him of the meaning of this dream, O my son, indeed, I saw in my sleep that I am slaughtering you. What is your opinion in the matter? Ismail replied to him saying, O my father, do whatever Allah has commanded you to do in slaughtering me. You will find me one of those who are patient and content with the order of Allah. Beneficial points. 1. From among the manifestations of the bounties of Allah upon Nuh are Nuh being saved together with those who believed with him, his progeny being the ancestors for the rest of humanity after them, and the positive mention and praise remaining for him. 2. The objective of the prophets and messengers is 1. Calling towards the oneness of Allah and the roots of good character and virtue. 3. Allah creates everything, including the actions mankind chooses to do. 4. Emigration and seclusion is legislated when a Muslim is unable to uphold the tenets of his religion. The first person to have done so was Ibrahim, peace be upon him. 5. The son who was about to be slaughtered, according to the implication of these verses, was Ismail, peace be upon him, because he was the one given the glad tidings of in the first place. As for Ishaq, peace be upon him, he was given glad tidings of after Ismail, peace be upon him.